Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that flies the flag of history every day of the week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at the beginning of diplomatic relations between the Netherlands and the United States. One of the longest, unbroken, peaceful relationships between foreign powers. The day was April 19, 1782. The Dutch Republic became the second nation to officially recognize the sovereignty of the United States. The diplomatic recognition was secured by American founding father John Adams during his tenure as ambassador to the Netherlands. It was a vital step in legitimizing the young nation in the eyes of the world community and marked the beginning of a peaceful and productive friendship that's still going strong nearly 2.5 centuries later. The first connection between the Netherlands and what would ultimately become the United States began in the late 1500s. Like other European societies at the time, the Dutch were eager to stake a claim in the so-called New World and began to colonize the eastern coast of North America. The first Dutch settlement, known as New Netherland, stretched all the way from modern-day Boston to the Delmarva Peninsula and was established to tap into the lucrative fur trade. The area was eventually turned over to the British in 1674, but by then, the Dutch settlers had already left a lasting mark on the region. One of their forts, Fort Amsterdam, eventually grew into a full-blown settlement known as New Amsterdam. And once the British took it over, they renamed it New York City, which, of course, it's still called today. A more direct interaction between the Netherlands and the U.S. took place during the Revolutionary War, when the Dutch people expressed sympathy for the American struggle for independence. For example, in 1776, a Dutchman offered the first ever foreign salute to the American flag, or more accurately, to the Grand Union flag. An American naval ship, the USS Andrew Doria, was on its way to the Dutch island of St. Eustatius in the Caribbean, and when it fired its guns 13 times to announce its arrival, the cannons of the island's fort were fired in response. It was Dutch Governor Johannes de Graaf who ordered this first salute, but it's worth noting that he did so against the wishes of the Dutch government. In fact, when his superiors caught wind of what he'd done, the action was formally disavowed, and de Graaf was called back to the Netherlands to explain himself. The Dutch government warmed up to the idea of recognizing U.S. sovereignty in 1779, when Naval Commander John Paul Jones showed up in Amsterdam with two captured British ships. But it wasn't until 3 years later that the Netherlands formally recognized the United States of America. They were only the second nation to do so, after France, and the acknowledgement came at the tail end of the Revolutionary War. John Adams, who would go on to become the second president of the United States, was made ambassador to the Dutch Republic in 1780. By that point, he had already obtained sizable loans for the war effort from Dutch bankers, and in 1782, he traveled to the Netherlands in his role as ambassador to finalize a trade agreement between the two countries. Adams was received by the Dutch government in The Hague on April 19, 1782, and by accepting his credentials as Minister of the United States of America, the Netherlands provided the second diplomatic recognition of the U.S. as an independent nation. During his extended stay in the Netherlands, John Adams also purchased a house in The Hague, thereby establishing the first American embassy in the world. 6 months after his arrival, Adams succeeded in his mission as ambassador by negotiating the Dutch-American Treaty of Amity and Commerce, which was signed by both parties on October 8, 1782. It was America's second such treaty with a foreign nation, once again after France, and in addition to outlining the two countries' economic responsibilities to one another, it also proclaimed a, quote, firm, inviolable, and universal peace and sincere friendship between the United Netherlands and the United States of America. The strength of that commitment has stood the test of time, and today, the two countries continue to enjoy close, friendly relations. The American and Dutch governments have worked together on humanitarian and peacekeeping efforts within the United Nations and NATO, and are each heavily invested in the other's economic interests. President Ronald Reagan celebrated this long-running partnership on the 200th anniversary of John Adams' first meeting with the Dutch. In a presidential proclamation, he declared April 19th to be Dutch-American Friendship Day, a commemoration which is still observed today. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.